This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma inspects several flood-affected areas in Assam. Heavy rainfall continues across Assam, disrupting normal life in several parts of the state. And Meghalaya government launches Mission Clouded Leopard to strengthen conservation of the state animal. The news in detail. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday visited a relief camp in Sivasagar. He inspected several flood-affected areas and reviewed the condition of educational institutions impacted by the floods. The Chief Minister handed over cheques of 5 lakh rupees each as one-time financial assistance to the next of kin of 10 persons who lost their lives in the devastating floods. He assured the affected people that the Assam government stands firmly beside every affected family and will extend all possible support for their rehabilitation and reconstruction. Heavy rainfall continues across Assam, disrupting normal life in several parts of the state. The Brahmaputra and many of its tributaries are flowing close to danger level at several locations. The Ranganadi, Dhansiri, Dikho and Buridihin rivers are flowing near the danger mark and are showing a rising trend. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for almost all districts of Assam. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, floods have so far affected 10 districts, including Sivasagar, Dhemaji, Golaghat, Charaideo and Kamrup Metropolitan. Two more people lost their lives in flood-related incidents, taking the state's flood death toll to 89. The Meghalaya government launched Mission Clouded Leopard on International Clouded Leopard Day yesterday to strengthen conservation of the state animal. The clouded leopard is listed as vulnerable on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List and protected under the Wildlife Protection Act 1972. In Meghalaya, the species can be found in Nokrek, Balpakram, Bagmara, Narpu, Nongkhillem and community-managed forests. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said the mission will focus on habitat protection, scientific research, monitoring, stronger protection, landscape connectivity and awareness. The program will be guided by the Meghalaya Clouded Leopard Action Plan. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand has said that graduates from engineering streams will play a significant role in nation building. He called on graduates of NIT Manipur to contribute immensely towards realizing the Prime Minister's vision of Viksit Bharat. Addressing the 13th convocation of the National Institute of Technology, Manipur, in Imphal yesterday, Mr. Khemchand urged the graduating students to dedicate their knowledge and skills towards the progress of Viksit Bharat and Viksit Manipur. The Chief Minister also reaffirmed the state government's commitment to establishing a permanent campus of NIT Manipur. Member of Parliament from Nagaland, S. Supongmeren Jamir, has urged the Union Government to strengthen infrastructure and academic facilities at the College of Veterinary Sciences and Animal Husbandry, Jaluki Peren. Raising the matter in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Mr. Jamir appealed to the Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying to sanction key developmental projects. Mr. Jamir noted that students from across the country study at the college and said the upgrades could help it emerge as one of India's leading veterinary institutions. The MP emphasized that investment in veterinary education is essential for livestock productivity, food security, and creating employment opportunities in rural Nagaland. 34 students studying in class 9 to 12 from TM Government Higher Secondary School, Kohima, received free spectacles from the Department of Health and Family Welfare under the National Program for Control of Blindness and Visual Impairment. Joint Director, Department of Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Pian Suthum, highlighted the key initiatives under the program, which include prevention of eye cataract, reading glasses for elders, school-based eye screening and eye donation. He also informed that Nagaland has a target of identifying 7,200 beneficiaries during 2026-27. The Karbi Anglong Autonomous Council has tabled a budget of 1,006 crore rupees for the financial year 2026-27. The council also presented a budget of over 600 crore rupees for its entrusted subjects during the budget session yesterday. Chief Executive Member and Finance in Charge Tuliram Ronghang announced an allocation of 1 crore rupees for setting up a football academy. He also earmarked 1 crore rupees each for the Karbi Cultural Society and the Karbi Sahitya Sabha. In addition, 5 crore rupees has been allocated for tribal students pursuing technical education. Mizoram Health Minister Lalrin Pui has urged the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India to help establish an advanced food testing laboratory in the state. During a meeting with FSSAI Chief Executive Officer Rajit Punhani in New Delhi, the minister said Mizoram, which has the highest cancer rate in the country relative to its population, said the state needed a modern laboratory. It should be capable of detecting harmful chemical residues in food, including fruits and vegetables, besides supporting regular food safety surveillance. The FSSAI would soon send a technical team to Mizoram to assess the state's requirements and prepare a proposal for upgrading its food testing infrastructure. Police officials of South Mizoram's Naithal district, bordering Myanmar, have seized 7 Avtomat Kalashnikov assault rifles along with 2,050 rounds of live ammunition. 3 persons, including a Myanmar national, were arrested in this connection from a place near Mizoram-Myanmar border. While the final destination of the seized weapons are yet to be known, a senior police official did not rule out the involvement of the Parvatya Chattagram Jana Samhati Samiti operating in Chittagong hill tracts of Bangladesh. Eminent educationist, philanthropist, former governor of Tripura and Bihar and Padma Shri awardee D.Y. Patil passed away at the age of 91. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shah noted that late Patil's remarkable contributions to education, healthcare and public welfare earned him nationwide respect and recognition. Recalling his tenure as the governor of Tripura and Bihar, Dr. Saha described him as an able administrator who was widely appreciated for his people-centric approach and developmental initiatives. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shah yesterday participated in the traditional Kher Puja held at the Ujjayantha Palace premises in Agartala. Kher Puja is the worship of the Vastu deity, performed to seek protection from epidemics, natural disasters and evil forces. The Chief Minister said the festival, marked by strict ritual boundaries and restrictions on movement within the designated area, reflects Tripura's rich royal and tribal heritage. He added that the present government is committed to preserving and honouring the state's traditional festivals and cultural legacy. Fresh landslides and flash floods triggered by incessant rain affected 3 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. The ongoing spell of floods and landslides has so far claimed 7 lives in the state. The cumulative impact of the monsoon has spread across 28 districts, affecting an estimated 1,55,858 people, according to a report from the State Emergency Operations Centre. The Arunachal Pradesh government has advised people living in landslide and flood-prone areas to remain cautious. And Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang has announced that the government will provide 51,000 rupees to 1 deserving woman from the state's 32 assembly constituencies. The government will also hand over financial award to 3 women who have made extraordinary and inspiring use of funds received under an existing scheme. The winners will receive cash prizes, Mr. Tamang said, after chairing a meeting to review preparations for the second Ama Samman Divas. The day will be observed on 10th August to honour mothers, celebrate family values and distribute welfare disbursements. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma inspects several flood-affected areas in Assam. Heavy rainfall continues across Assam, disrupting normal life in several parts of the state. And Meghalaya government launches Mission Clouded Leopard to strengthen conservation of the state animal. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.